the Friday before Communion Day, the day before Communion Day, driving to school, 8:17 in the morning, lovely light blue sky, not even a trace of cloud above me. We're driving down Church Hill in Cork in Glenmire. Grace is 8 3/4. She's playing on some computer game, some thing called an app on her iPhone in the back. And we're passing the petrol station, Mace. Thankfully, we have enough petrol here in the car to get us there. And I'm thinking about, you know, what this audio will sound like in 20 years' time. What will it be like for her? It's a very big day, Communion Day, tomorrow. Tomorrow is a very big day. Tomorrow is a very big day. Tomorrow is a very big day. And I guess all year at school...
I'm making my communion!
Right, and she didn't actually intend to say anything on this audiobook. Or on this piece of audio. Yeah, she doesn't like audiobook. Now, that's another thing. When this is listened to in 20 years' time, will people even understand what audio boo means?
Well, Dad, other people might be listening to it, but I won't.
See, she, at the moment, the way she feels about audio at the age of 8 3/4 is that she won't be listening to it. But I know for sure, and you know for sure, those of you who are listening to it today, that in 20 years' time...
It's not in 20 years' time.
She will be interested in listening to it. Okay, and that isn't what this audio boo is about. This audio boo is about the day before Communion Day. The day before Communion Day has been looked forward to for a very long time, and the girls have been preparing. They've been buying dresses or having dresses. They've been preparing all year, and that is the point. It is a rite of passage. It is a major, important point in a young girl's life in Ireland.
Yeah, my life depends on making my Holy Communion.
In a Roman Catholic school, right? That's what it is. It's very important. It's like Jewish Bar Mitzvah. It's like all sorts of other cultures in the world have got key points in life where things matter. But actually, the day before Communion Day is probably even more exciting for my daughter. And it's more exciting for my daughter because her brother is coming today. Her brother is flying over from London. Her brother's name is Ben, and he's flying over from London, and he's coming in at 4:30 today. And the plan is that I'm going to pick Grace up. No, I'm going to pick Ben up from the airport at 4:30. And I'm going to drive with him down to pick Grace up from her riding lesson. She has a riding lesson on a Friday. And last night she made a cake. Now, the communion cake something has to be said about this communion cake.
It's amazing, and it's a chocolate Malteser cake to you, Megan. Even though you said the Malteser should be in it, I say outside. I say outside.
Yeah, it's definitely not a meringue cake. It's definitely not a fruit cake. It's definitely not a carrot cake. It's definitely not good for you cake.
It's definitely not Malteser cake. Oh, wait.
Okay, and I didn't make it. And this is the key point. Did I do anything?
Yes.
Did I put anything into it? What did I do?
You didn't put anything into it. You just read the instructions. No, on the icing, I read everything. I read all the instructions. You just helped me measure out the stuff. I did all the reading with the icing. So there, Dad.
Yeah, and it was the guy inside in the oven who heated up the fire and put coal on the fire that got the oven to be hot.
No, I did that too. You just showed me how.
See? So I have no credit for this cake. This cake is made, and I can't even remember how many Maltesers are on top of it. How many Maltesers were put around the circle on top, and you don't. I bet you don't.
I counted.
I bet you didn't.
I did.
I know you did a Snapchat, did you?
Yes, and I counted.
And who did you send a Snapchat to?
Rachel.
And anybody else?
And Anna and Ben.
You sent 3 people a Snapchat?
Yeah. Why?
Right, and you didn't send me one?
Dad, that's because you don't have a username. Because we had the same username and I'd just be sending it to my phone.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. So Snapchat was part of last night's excitement then, right? The cake got made. And the cake has got, we went to the supermarket last night.
And the cake got 20,000 views.
20,000 views the cake got, right, okay, right. By the time you listen to this in 20 years' time, my daughter, it might have got 20,000 views, because if you do something great in your life, people might want to know is, how did you ever get to be that good? What was the first ever communion cake you ever made?
Supposing it was my communion cake, I didn't make any other.
Well, supposing you turn into a cake maker. Suppose you actually become one of the world's greatest cake makers.
Not a cake maker. I'd do anything else but a cake maker.
Couldn't you be a cake decorator? Do you not?
I could handle.
Have you got any talent for cake decorating?
Yes.
Well, you'd want to have.
I did two circles inside a cake.
Right, so you didn't just stop with one circle.
I did two.
Two.
A bit more teaser.
Right, and what was the point of the second circle? See, she got a strong aesthetic sense. Obviously signs of an artist at an early age. So, Communion Day. All I can say is it's tomorrow, and that's tomorrow. But now, today, what's going on in the back of the car is...
What? I'm playing.
Playing what?
Surfer.
Playing what?
Subway Surfer.
Subway Surfer. Now, Subway Surfer won't exist in 20 years' time.
Subway Surfers.
Subway Surfers... Subway Surfer didn't exist in the first place. Okay. I don't know what to say, except that we're going to go under the River Lee now. Now, will the River Lee exist in 20 years' time? It definitely will. Will the tunnel exist in 20 years' time?
No, hopefully not.
Yeah, we'll all be riding around in helicopters.
Yeah, in fact, that's the best thing.
In fact, we won't go anywhere. We'll simply put virtual reality headsets on us. And instead of travelling to school, we'll stay at home, put on our school hat, and we'll do all our schoolwork without leaving the house.
Or else, we put on this technical hat, and it transports us to school.
Well, in fact,
we won't have to use a car or anything. We don't even have to move. We just have to set it to where we
want
to go, and then it takes us there. And we just transport. All we do is we close our eyes, and we're there.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't even think we're going to travel there. I think we're just simply going to swallow a drink in the morning. That'll give us all of our daily intake of learning, everything we have to learn, and we'll swallow it in a nice mouthful. And that'll be school. So school will be a drink.
Really?
Yeah. And life will just be all play. Everyone will go out and play. Everyone will have their school drink before they go out to play. And they'll simply be able to go playing football, or playing skateboarding, or climbing trees, or everything they want to do. And no one will actually go to a place called school anymore.
School won't exist.
What? School won't exist. Because I think we'll simply... Well, you put your finger on a huge social problem. We'll have to find a way in which everyone will get a school drink, even if they don't have money. I mean, after all, some people get free schooling. They don't have to pay for going to school.
Really?
Yeah. Schools are paid out of taxation. Sometimes. Some schools aren't. Anyway... What about that? The school drink. Anyway, that's not why we're talking today. In 20 years' time, who knows what life will be like?
Oh, you're talking in 20 years' time?
Yeah, of course. You're going to listen to this audio in 20 years' time.
No, I'm not. Because I will never like audio boom.
Look, the audio boom might not exist in 20 years' time, but this piece of audio will exist in 20 years' time.
Yeah.
Because we're going to put it somewhere where, even if audio boom disappears... It'll continue to exist, the piece of audio.
Yeah, but I'm not going to listen to it.
Yeah, but in 20 years' time, you'll be able to talk to things, and the things will know how to work themselves. You won't actually have to know how to work anything.
Yeah, but the audio boo wouldn't be able to talk to itself.
Look, it might be called Audio Boom. What do you think of the name?
It's called Audio Boom. It never was anything else.
You thought it was Audio Boom all along, did you?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All these years, you thought that the thing we were messing around doing was called Audio Boom,
yes,
with an M on the end of it.
Yes.
Well, I tell you.
B-O-O-M.
B-O-O-M.
Yeah.
Boom. And do you think that's a good name or a bad name?
Good name. I think it's better than the name that it actually was then. What was the name? Audio
Boo. Rhymes with poo.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of name is Boo?
Boo rhymes with poo, rhymes with who, rhymes with loo.
Dad?
Yeah?
I'd still say...
Okay, boom rhymes with...
Boom.
What does boom rhymes with?
Broom.
Broom, yeah?
Broom.
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 Audio broom.
Audio room.
Oh, audio room. Ah.
You're deaf.
I know I'm deaf. You know I'm deaf already, right? Anyway, look, in 20 years' time,
it might be
your children that are listening to this. They're thinking, I wonder what Mummy was like when she was my age. Let's have a listen to Mummy. See what she was like in the car the day before she went to her communion. Let's have a good laugh at her.
I won't have children because I'm not getting married.
Well?
I don't want to do that.
All right, but what about Auntie? Auntie Grace. Yes. Yeah, you'll be an auntie soon anyway, won't you?
Yeah, I know, I'm already an auntie.
Yeah, Wolf is going to be born soon.
I'm already an auntie.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who are you aunts to?
Wolf.
You're not.
I don't know, is it Wolf or Wilf or Wolf?
Wolf.
Oh, I thought that the most likely name was Wilf.
Wilf, now there's a cool name, isn't it?
No.
You're going to be an auntie in June.
You're going to be an auntie to a wolf.
Yeah. So, here we are, in 20 years' time, Wolf is saying, I think I'll go and listen to my Aunt Grace and see what she was like before her communion. Yeah. Okay, so anyway... What do you think of another rhyme for audio boom?
Broom.
Yeah. Give me another one.
Tomb.
Audio tomb. Audio tomb. T-O-M-B. Interesting. Audio tune. What about audio tune?
No.
Boom and tune.
Boom is the audio
not quite
boom.
Not a perfect rhyme.
Audio boom.
Okay, okay. Right. Okay, but and you're...
And it's always been audio boom.
It's always been what?
Audio boom.
See, you slipped in, you said audio boo there.
No, I said audio boom.
Okay, look, and enough about that. There's stuff going on about this. Anyway, look, maybe it won't exist in 20 years' time. What?
I don't want to know about 20 years' time.
Why? You mean you're not interested in what's happening today, are you?
Yeah.
What's the big thing for you today? The number
coming,
one thing.
Ben's coming, horse riding, Mom's coming home, and all stuff like that.
What other stuff is there like that? Hey, look at those horse chestnut trees with the lovely, lovely pink,
wow,
pink flowers on them. Look, look, look at that copper beech tree. Look.
No thanks.
I know, seriously, look at it. Look at it.
No thanks.
And you don't see a copper beech tree like that very often. Oh my goodness. Look, look, look at that lilac. Look.
What?
Look.
No.
Oh, and there's a bay tree. And we're at the Finger Post roundabout. Okay, I'm going to stop the recording now. Right? Anything you want to say about Communion Day tomorrow? The last thing about Communion Day tomorrow is that she's going to be dressed completely in pink. Everything, the dress is going to be pink, the shoes are going to be pink, the gloves are going to be pink.
Really?
The
By the way, no they're not.
They are.
Everything's white.
What?
Everything's white. And some stuff are cream.
Cream? What's the difference between white and cream, anyway?
Cream is kind of like a peach. It's a really, really, really like peach.
Like peace?
Peach.
Peach? Cream is like peach?
It's very, very, very like peach.
Well, you mean it's got a tiny trace of pink in it, does it?
Peach isn't pink.
I don't know what colour peach is.
It's a mixture of light orange and, oh yeah, and pink.
I don't know. Peaches are yellow if you take the skin off them sometimes. Sometimes they're red.
Dad, we're not talking about that peach. Peach is in the colour of our skin. That's the colour peach.
Don't tell me you're peach skinned, are you? Is that the colour of your skin?
Shut up.
I think I'm banana skinned.
Shut up.
Okay, all right. Okay, I will shut up. This is the end of this recording.
Was it recording?
Of course.
Oh no.
It's for 20 years.
Dad,
right? This. Oh look.
Just end it.
Let's just say something about that. I will just send it in a minute. But look, across the road I see four girls going to your school. Just handed over the audio boo or audio boom or actually straightforward iPhone voice recorder to my daughter. She's in charge of the last 3 minutes.
Dad, turn it off.
Okay, do you want to say goodbye to anyone in particular?
No.
Hey, look on here. There are three women going up for election, right?
I don't care.
Let's just get their names down.
Stop
they might be the Prime Minister. And this is the day after Alan Shatter became almost certainly the only senior cabinet member in the whole of Irish history ever to resign his position. That has to be said, because it's a pretty astonishing thing. He resigned his position. He was basically sacked the day before yesterday. And anyway,
who
up for election,
sacked?
Alan Shatter.
Who was sacked? What does sacked?
Sacked means fired.
Oh,
order of the boot.
How was he sacked?
Why was he sacked?
Yeah.
He was sacked because he did something dreadful. And he embarrassed the leader of the government, who said he was a great man. And if the leader of the government said he was a great guy, and it turns out that he actually wasn't a great guy, the leader of the government looked stupid. So the leader of the government had to sack him. Okay, this is the end of the audio recording. It's now 8:35 on the day before the first communion of my daughter. Saying bye-bye from the car.